And so it is. Dear Shambhra, dear friends, that we gather once again in this place where your hearts are open, where you are moving to new levels, new understandings. As I, Tobias, and all of the others from the angelic realms flood into this room now, we ask you to feel us, to open your hearts, to feel how the energy has changed here since the moment you walked in today, how it has been changing ever since you have been sitting in the chairs or listening through your computers, and how the energy now that you have breathed and you have absorbed the beauty of the music, feel how it has changed once again. It is not us on this side who are changing things. It is you. But when you open up, when you come out of hiding, then we can come in so much closer. We can come in so close that if you allow yourself, you can feel the warmth of our energy next to you. If you allow yourself, you can feel the honor and the love that we have. We talk about it much, and sometimes from our side of the veil, we feel that the words do not even begin to express how we feel about you. So let the feelings tell the story. Breathe in, dear friends. Breathe in. Take in our feelings of love and honor. We have talked to you about this before. We know the journey can be difficult, but it can also be so very simple. The journey has been long and challenging, but now it can be filled with joy and it can be timeless. Now you are truly grounding yourselves in this thing that we call the new energy. You are truly beginning to open up, to integrate everything that you have ever been, to understand that you are a creator, and to understand, dear friends, you can create every moment that you sit in. You've had such a focus on the human self and the human aspects of who you are. That focus has been so rough, harsh, difficult energy. But you are changing your focus now. You are expanding your focus so that you are indeed a human, but you are so much more. You are changing the focus to accept the I am within you while you are still on earth. You know, so many of you would say to yourself, I'm waiting for the day I can get off this planet to once again remember who I am, who I was, because I don't think I will ever be able to understand why I'm in this human body and walking in these human dimensions. But there is a change coming over you. You are beginning to understand that it is appropriate for you to open up, to remember, and to feel once again everything that you are while you are still here. There is no need to wait to go to the grave, to have recall, to have awareness and consciousness. We will talk about that today. But dear friends, breathe in once again. Breathe in the literal energies of all of those on the angelic realms who sit with you today. When we began our discussions with you years ago, it was difficult for us to come as close as we can now. There were layers or shields that prevented us from coming so close. It was difficult to come in very close because we did not want to upset the delicate balance of your biology and your mind and everything in your spirit. But now, in this new energy, with your opened awareness and your sense of being in the now, we can come right in. Perhaps you won't see us right away, but it's not so appropriate that you see us with physical eyes. It is appropriate to feel us. After you open up those feelings and your heart center, then you will be able to start doing these other things that you've dreamt of, seeing spirits, hearing us talk. But first, it is about feeling us, sensing us. It does not come through the mind. It comes through your whole being, through what you would call the heart center. I, Tobias, am here. I am hovering slightly over Kaldra. I'm also embracing Linda, for she helps to keep the lines of communications so open and clear. And I'm sitting right next to you, all happening at the same time. Indeed, I can be next to Kaldra and Linda, and also next to you. And all of the others who come in can be with you, sit with you now. There are many ways of the new energy that we will be talking to you about more and more. But understand first, it comes through the feelings, through the heart. If the mind is struggling right now, trying to sense us and perceive us, gently set it aside. Gently allow, gently trust yourself to be in the human condition as well as the spiritual condition at the same time, right now. This is the way of the new energy. Dear friends, it is such a delight being asked to be here once again with you to speak on this day. There are many issues that we would like to talk about, but let us begin first with a discussion of what you would call dimensions, of what you would call time and space. We brought this up recently to a group and want to expand on that now. Because it is such an important attribute of the new energy, and it is something that you, Chambra, are already beginning to experience. You will experience more and more of this. As Kaldra said earlier, there is truly no time or space. But yet, there is something that helps to define and helps to shape different levels of consciousness. Let us talk about time for a moment. Imagine if you took the watch off of your arm, and imagine that the sun was always shining, and the sun did not move across your sky, so to speak, but it was always in one spot, and you had no watch. How would you know that there was time in the first place? Time was a condition that you set up, that was agreed upon when you came to Earth, to help define the progression or the evolution of experiences. Time helped to put things into a defined perspective for you, to put things into understandable packets for you. So therefore, time was developed. Time, essentially, is the movement of all the stars and the suns and the earth and all of these other things. And then you went through your mathematical equation to narrow it down. And then now you have something called time. Time does not exist on our side of the veil. But yet there is a progression of events and a progression of consciousness that takes place. There are many assumptions that all things have already happened. We get into quite an interesting philosophical discussion with you, but understand that the future has not yet been created. The future is not known by spirit or by you. The future has yet to be defined. The future is defined by all of the potentials that exist for you to choose from. It is like going into one of your great department stores, and there are thousands, perhaps millions, of items for you to choose, for you to go and select and then experience. So the future, in a sense, is like a huge department store of potentials, millions, perhaps billions of potentials for you to choose from. And then between the potentials that exist, there are the unpotentials. We know the physicist will not like that word so much, but there are the unpotentials that exist. They have yet to be defined, but there is a space, there is a consciousness that is held for those potentials that have not even yet been considered. The future has not been created. It awaits you to choose which way you want to go, what you want to experience. And ultimately, it is up to you and up to your soul what you experience. There is no time. There is no space either. Now, you define space by measuring things, the distance from one point to the next. And you have methods of measuring this through meters or feet or inches. You also measure it at the rate things travel, the rate that light travels from one point to the other. But dear friends, this is all an illusion also. There truly is no space. It is interesting that the scientists are continually trying to determine the size of the universe, but they are measuring it with old human tools. They are measuring it with tools that are, how to say, energetically inappropriate outside of the realms of Earth or perhaps this solar system. So there is no space as you would know it. These are all methods for that you, the humans, have chosen to help you understand and define the experiences that you walk through. That way, when you have a major event, an enlightenment in your life, you can define it by the time and the space that you were in. And that helps bring it all into perspective. But, dear friends, this is changing. Oh, time and space as you know it. This will continue for a long, long period of time on Earth. But, in the new energy, you are learning to move outside of the known realms of time and space. And this is important to understand. We talk about it today because it is something that so many of you are beginning to experience, and to a degree it is frightening some of you. You feel unbalanced, off balance. You feel a lack of control. But what is happening in the new energy is you are, yes, indeed, being in the expanded now. You are drawing into you all of these multidimensional levels. Dear friends, we know that sometimes you curse at us because you can no longer remember what day it is or what time it is. You get upset with us, dear friends, because you feel physically disoriented. You feel you are losing control. In a sense, you are in such a blessed and special way. As we have sat with you in the expanded now, and we have taken many groups through this journey to feel the expanded consciousness that goes beyond time and space, and we have worked with one group in particular and will continue to work with all of Chambra to help you understand how you can be a divine human in the moment, but yet now have access to all of the multidimensional levels. We've talked very recently about what we call points of separation. These are points of separation of consciousness. There is no time and space per se, but there are points of separation of consciousness. We sat together a few minutes ago when the music started. The music brought us together as a group, as Chambra, into a point of separation of consciousness. We were moving from one level or one point to the next. Now we are at the new level together. What is happening right now is that at many levels within you, you are much more aware and conscious of things. You are still a human sitting in these chairs or sitting beside your computer. But now you have opened to the other realms. You sit on a new point of separation. We know so many of you have gone and stood in a body of water, a lake or a river, and you have been amazed because you can feel different layers of temperatures of the water. The layer at the top may be the warmest, and slightly below that, a cooler layer of water. But yet, when you go down a bit deeper, you find another layer of warmth. In a sense, the dimensions are like this. There is not a specific defining layer or point in these layers of water that we spoke about. But yet there are points where you go from cold to warm. You can feel the sensation on your body. The multidimensional levels are like that also. In a sense, they are very melded, but you can find the points of separation of consciousness. That is how you begin traveling, you begin journeying into the multidimensional levels. There is no time or space. There are points of separation. And with you today, we experienced one. Now, Chambra, let us all gather our energies again and open up to yet another point of separation of consciousness, the point where we understand indeed, again, we are all humans, we are divine, but we are opening up to new energies and new information. And as much as you give permission and allow this to happen, your consciousness goes to that new point of separation. So let us take a breath together as Chambra and go to the next point of separation. This is a new level of consciousness. It is not better or worse. It is simply expanded. It is simply grander or more encompassing. You can be in your human reality and access all of these points of separation of consciousness. You can go to the many layers of understanding when you are working with your students, with your clients. You've been working very linearly. You've been trying to follow a path with either their mind or their body. But now, dear friends, you can literally go to these new points of consciousness with them. You can take the journey as their guide and go with them to come to a whole new understanding of the root cause of the imbalance within their system. You can go to points of separation in the consciousness of your own soul. Your soul is not linear. It is deep. It is wide. It is narrow. It is small. All at the same time. It expands out and it expands in. Your soul is so multidimensional. You have been operating on one linear level. But now you can open up to all the points of separation. The points of separation could be the consciousness of one lifetime to another. It can be the understanding of your relationship to all of the other angels. You can allow yourself to go to the points of separation in all of these layers. And within each point, is information, is wisdom, is understanding. You can go to a point of separation, again, in a past life. Allow that to be in your present moment. And you can receive and remember all of the information from that lifetime. You see, so many of you have been blocked from your past lives because you've been trying to figure it out in your mind. You've been trying to will your mind to relive experiences. Your mind is programmed for this reality that you are in. It is not programmed to take information from your other lifetimes up until now. Now you can allow your consciousness to go to a point of separation, a layer of your soul, and receive information. Feel information. That is how you will travel and journey in the new energy, all while remaining right here as a human on Earth. You will expand in so many ways. You will have such a greater understanding. This is where you are going, Chandra. The ability to have all of these things come into your present moment. To have remembrances of the past. To be able to go to the other dimensions. To truly be able to feel and to understand us. To travel to parts of the universe that you could never have imagined. And dimensions that lie between all of the stars and all of the layers. It will be done slowly, Chandra, as to not overwhelm you. You see, your own self regulates how much can come through. You do not want to overwhelm your energies. But, on the same token, it is happening quickly right now. That is why you are feeling some of the sensations in your body, mind, and spirit at this time. It will take a bit for the understanding of what we are bringing you today to come forth. We do not want to get intellectual once again, and we know there is that tendency. But in the new energy, as you breathe in, as you feel, as you live in the moment, now you can start having contacts with these points of separation of consciousness and truly begin to have a new type of understanding. Let us breathe in one more time and take our energies to a different point of separation, to a different level of consciousness where there is an awareness of everything going on around us, but where we do not have to become embroiled in all of the emotions and all of the duality. We can be passionate observers of what is going on. Let us go to that point of separation and be there together for a clear understanding and a wisdom of what is happening. We were talking about your world right now. Your world. Since we met last time, indeed, war has broke out. War is ravaging. Even at this moment we talk, there are lives being lost right now, dear friends. There is suffering taking place. There are tears being shed. there is anger, anger all over the globe. From our perspective, from our point of separation, we do not have to become involved in the old energy duality, yet we can have compassion for the journey of everyone who is playing in this game. As we've talked about recently, the war that is taking place right now is a reflection of the consciousness of old Earth. Not necessarily your new energy where you sit, but a reflection of what is happening throughout the old Earth. And there are some interesting dynamics taking place here. It is a war of karma and a war of religions. It is a war of old energy trying to conquer and annihilate. It is a war of control and power. It is a war that is taking place in the hearts of every man and woman on Earth right now. Perhaps excluding Shambra. Dear friends, you have already gone through the war. That is why this war, for some of you, affects you so deeply and it is so painful. And for others, Shambra, you wonder why it doesn't affect you. You wonder why it doesn't move you. Perhaps you're even bothered that it doesn't bring up emotion within you. Shambra, you have gone through the war already. Look at the analogies here. There are two forces, both claiming to be right in the eyes of God, fighting each other. You have had this happen within your own lifetime, within your own consciousness and your own soul. There is one side that is claiming to be the liberator, the other side claiming to hang on to the righteous energies of God. Do you remember, Shambra, your own battle within you that was like this? The battle back and forth, the battle in a sense of the old and new. The war that is taking place right now also has so many energetic conditions based in the imbalances of male to female. It is a war of religions and a war of the balance of male and female. One side holding on very tightly to the patriarchal energies, not wanting to let go, claiming that God the Father told them to hang on to this energy. It's interesting that in your war that is taking place right now, the one hero, at least in the eyes of the news, was a woman. Was a woman who was captured, who was taken over, but then saved and freed. This is a metaphor. This is a symbol, dear friends, of what is taking place on the face of the earth. It's already taken place within you. The war that is taking place looks to be one-sided, lopsided right now. One side will claim victory very soon. But dear friends, this is not the end. While the obvious has been defeated, it is what is not so obvious that will come back up. And it will come back up in different places. It will come back up with different faces. This is only the beginning. Do you remember, dear friends, in your own journey, when you thought in your righteousness that you had annihilated the darkness within you? Do you remember when you thought that because you could say that you were a light worker now, the darkness would be gone? And you were so proud when you felt the darkness was defeated within you, and you felt righteous. And then when you were sitting fat and happy, look what happened. The darkness came out from its hiding like a cockroach back into your life, making you miserable, more miserable than what you were like before the battle, made you lose faith and trust in yourself and in God and in your teachers. Dear friends, you've already gone through the wars and battles within yourself. You've come to a place of new balance and understanding where there is not a right or a wrong. There is only experience. There is not a light and a dark. There are only energies that work in tandem together to continue expanding your consciousness and evolving the consciousness of all of humanity. You have gone through the wars. So what you were observing, what you were seeing on your televisions and reading in your papers is a battle you have already gone through. Yes, there will be quote-unquote closure here soon, but there is no closure ever. In anything you do, anything in the realms of spirit. We had to laugh with a group of Shambhu one time where we were challenged by someone who said, "Tobias, when will there be closure?" And we laughed and we said, "Never." Only evolution, only change, only expanded consciousness and wisdom. No closure. So what you are seeing now, this war of anger that is upon the lands, yes, indeed, in a place that is so very sacred, in a place of the earth that gave birth to grand masters, in a place of the earth that nearly all of you at one time or the other have walked through in a lifetime. You have passed through that area to add your energy. A war takes place in a part of the world that is so filled with sacred energies, but imbalanced towards the male. Hostile, angry, power-seeking energies in this area. So, what you are seeing is simply a view of what, in a sense, symbolically took place within you. The war between the elements and the sides. So many of you have asked us recently, Dear Tobias, how do all of you angels feel about the war? Why don't you intervene? Why don't you stop the pain and the suffering? Dear friends, we love all of you and have so much passion for all of you. We would not dare to try to stop you from playing your games, from going through your processes, and from coming to your understandings. Spirit loves you so dearly. Spirit will let you choose any way you want to grow, to learn, and to become the I Am. We dare not interfere with what is taking place in your Middle East right now. We are there to comfort anyone who calls upon us. Oh, and then there is a point of separation of consciousness that occurs when we are called upon. For then we can sit with that human angel and talk to them. But we do not take sides. We do not have one team win and another lose. Everything that is happening there is so appropriate. And what we ask you today is, can you honor that? Can you have passion and compassion for what is going on? Look beyond the obvious. Look beyond the tears and the bloodshed and understand how all of this is helping to change the earth. This is a potential that many people and to a degree the consciousness of humanity chose to experience to move to the next step. We honored you when you were choosing some of the most difficult experiences in your life and going through the ascension process. We honored, even though, yes, it was difficult to watch at times, we honored it when you chose poverty, when you chose illness, when you chose mental imbalance to help put you through this ascension process. We honor you now for staying on earth and allowing yourself to become divine humans. We love this point of separation where there is no time or space. We love sitting here in this point of consciousness with you. We love what you share with us and the fact that you take our energies in. There is one who comes to visit today who has been waiting for quite a while. It is neither male nor female, but we will identify or address this one as a male for ease of explaining today. And this one has not been in human form before. It is not a name that is written into your books, but it is a name and an energy that all of you are familiar with. This is what we call the Angel of Ascension. It is a wonderful, compassionate angel on our side of the veil who works with all of you on a regular basis, who has worked with you throughout this entire challenging ascension process that you've gone through. This is the angel of change, the angel who helps guide you, who helps encourage you as you were generating the energies to help move you from being simply a human into a divine human. And so the name is not familiar in your human books. We ask you to breathe in the energy of this angel of ascension. Somewhat like, how to say, a drill sergeant for many of you, but a compassionate drill sergeant working with you constantly and now comes in for a new type of role. The name on this angel of ascension is Hosaf, which would be spelled in your human language, H-O-S-S-A-F. A name that when you come to our side in your dreams at night, you know Hosaf is like a friend, a teacher, a supporter, and a very tough coach. Hosaf has wanted to come in to these meetings for quite a while, but the energies were not quite ready. It was not appropriate for his energy to come here. It was more appropriate for you to connect with his energy when you came to the other side, when you traveled interdimensionally at night. But now Hosaf comes in and is filled with joy to see what you look like in your human form. He is somewhat amused at what you have chosen. He knows you energetically. He knows you by your colors. When you are on in our dimensional levels, and he comes in now, and how to say, he is really cracking up. He is finding it. It is like trying to put the energy with the face. He can see both. He can see your energy patterns, your colors as you would call them, but he also now sees your glorious face, your glorious body, and he's amazed. This is why we did not ask him in sooner. He is amazed at how you could put yourself into this, how to say, solid matter. For he has never been in this state of being, but he is like a child running around the room trying to grasp. He is so amazed that this could be done. He has heard your stories. But now he could come in so very close. In a sense, this gives Hosaf a new type of compassion and understanding for your journey. Perhaps we should have let him in sooner. He's a grand teacher who understands physics, but spiritual physics, who understands the dimensions, who understands how energies are moved, how energies can even now be created. And Asaf wanted to experience you in your unnatural environment here in the human form. But he will also be working with you now. In a sense, he has had somewhat of a job change. He will be working with you now in helping with this balance of, how to say, the energies of the human, but the human who is in the expanded now and who will be journeying into other dimensional aspects. He comes in on this day that we talk about points of separation or points of new consciousness, so that he can help you balance between the energies that are non-physical and what you have in your physical realm. He will be the one working with you as you expand your energy, expand your now moment to integrate into the multi-dimensional levels. There is the potential to get whacked out, out of balance, as Kaldra experienced several weeks ago during one of our channels. There is the potential to become imbalanced as you expand your now, as you go to these other layers and levels. So Asaf has agreed to now work directly with you, much more in your human state than anything, to help you keep that balance as you now expand multidimensionally. Dear friends, it is a challenge in a way, because there is the tendency on your part to want to withdraw your energies, to bring them in even tighter and closer to you. You want to define what life should be based on an old energy mindset versus accepting what life is and can be based on the new energy. You wonder sometimes why more things aren't changing in your life, why you are not creating more, manifesting more, why you still don't feel like it is a process of choice by you. It's because you tend to withdraw your energies, to bring them in, overly defined. The challenge is to expand those while you remain the source in the now, but to expand your feeling energies. This is where major changes will occur in your life. In a sense, Asaf being this type of coach for you, he's asking you now, so what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose by opening, by expanding, and allowing yourself to feel? So, that is a challenge in a way. When you get angry with yourself or angry with us, spirit, and wonder why things aren't different, take a look at your own energies. You're closing them down. Breathe at that point. Feel at that point. Accept the guidance from Asaf and all of his team who come to help you maintain the balance between your human condition and your divine birthright. So, he's now settled down a bit. He is now here to work with you. He has been such a comfort and such an angel teacher on the other realms. He is the one that you've gone back to at nighttime, confused, teary-eyed, angry, frustrated. He is the one that's with a strong but compassionate energy kept you going. Now he adjusts his focus and his work. He comes much closer to you and to this human reality. So, we're delighted to have you, Asaf, with us. Let us talk for a minute here about your journey, dear friends, and about one of the other aspects that is happening right now. Let us talk about the divine plan your divine plan, or what we prefer to call the whole plan. You see, you have been looking at your own journey through the eyes of a limited human, and that has been appropriate. You placed the limitations on yourself. You created a human plan for yourself to a degree. You said that you wanted to have certain things in your life. You wanted to be married. You wanted to have children. You wanted to have a certain type of house, certain type of friends. This was a human plan that you developed. And when the plan didn't work out, then you got angry and frustrated. The churches told you that you were a sinner and you believed them. You thought that is why the human plan did not work out. And you became frustrated and confused. Many of you spent countless hours on your knees praying, wondering what to do next, asking for guidance, asking for forgiveness from a God that you didn't know. Dear friends, you had laid out a human plan that was not necessarily consistent with a divine plan. The divine plan is not a plan like you would know as a human that is written on a piece of paper with goals and timetables and schedules and budgets and all these other rather amusing things that you do. We have no such things on our side. It's much more fun here. Your divine plan, dear friends, is not something that is written per se, but it is a passion of your soul. It is a desire to learn something, or to grow, or to expand, or to sense, to have experience. For so long, your divine plan has been blocked from you. When you come to earth, you take on certain attributes of duality and of the veil that make that divine plan inaccessible. In a sense, you could say that there are so many humans who come back to our side of the veil, come back to their angelic, energetic form, who still do not have understanding or access of their divine plan. Sometimes it is hidden even from the angels. It is hidden sometimes so that the angel or the human can go through an experience unencumbered by what they think the turnout should be. So they can go through the experience totally free of what a plan says. You see, the divine plan or the whole plan, in a sense, is no plan at all. It is a becoming that is always taking place. But as a becoming that at times has a certain direction or a certain bent to it, has a certain desire of fulfillment to it. The divine plan, the whole plan of your soul, has been a great mystery to you throughout so many of your lifetimes, especially in this lifetime. We hear you over and over, Spirit, what is it that I should be doing now? And the response you get back, you do not like so much, is, we don't care. Whatever you choose. Whatever you choose. Now, it has been difficult, and we know you have gotten frustrated with us because you want to understand the divine plan. In a sense, either Bias, Asaf, or any of the others, we cannot tell you what that whole plan is. But we can tell you now, as new energy humans, how to access it. How to integrate it with it. We can tell you how to bring it into your life. It is yours. It is your gift. It is between you, your human condition, your divine self. It is yours. The divine whole plan is like a flow. like the flow of the water of a river. It has banks or boundaries, but these can be overcome at any time. It has a flow to it that is magnificent and beautiful and natural. It does not need to be manipulated or controlled. Your divine plan is the fulfillment of the soul, is the passion of the soul. The divine plan would be very difficult to put into words. We know you will want to try to intellectualize it, maybe even write it down, post it on your wall and say, "This is my divine plan." You have just defeated the very purpose of connecting with your divine plan. The divine plan changes constantly because you change constantly. The divine plan is in the now, but it embraces the past and the potentials of the future. The divine plan can integrate with your human plan. They can complement each other. The divine plan can bring the type of material fulfillment that you have been desiring while still bringing a fulfillment of spirit, of the creator energy. They can work together. In other words, your divine plan can hear the needs of your human self. And now the human self can feel the flow of your divine plan. How do you get there, dear friends? How do you connect with the divine plan, have it meld with the human? It is by giving yourself permission to go to that point of separation, that energetic crossroads where the two meet. The point that you sit in now. Your divine plan is all around you. If you try to race in your mind and put it into words, trying to analyze it, try to segment it like you do with time or space, it will elude you. Remember, we said time is an illusion. It is what is on the device on your arm, and it is the result of what you see in the skies. It is an illusion. The divine plan, dear friends, cannot be segmented or packeted or analyzed like you do with time or even space. It is just there. There's a feeling, not put into words, not written out on a scroll, but it's a feeling. We cannot define it ourselves to you. We can only tell you that it exists. In this moment, in this point of separation that we sit in together, you can bring it into your reality as a human by staying in this now moment with us, by breathing. That will bring its energies into every tissue of your body. It will bring the divine plan into every aspect of consciousness that you have. That will bring the melding together the divine plan and the human plan. We have to laugh because even the word plan is not appropriate. It is simply a fulfillment and a becoming. It is your soul wanting to play. It is your soul having great compassion for life. It is your soul having the passion to experience something new. The two can meld together in the new energy like this. It's so simple. Schomburg, don't make it complex. It is so simple. You can sit in the moment of the melding of the divine and human understandings anytime. It does not have to be just at this time of gathering of the Crimson Circle. Anytime. What you experience here right now can be in any now. The divine plan no longer has to be hidden. The divine plan does not have to be elusive anymore. It is no secret. It is in your now. But it is unlike energies you have worked with before. It cannot be controlled. It can only be embraced. It cannot be confined because it is growing all the time. It cannot be captured and imprisoned, used at your discretion for how you want, because it is you. And it is grander than just the human you. The divine plan cannot be taken from you because it doesn't belong. It simply is. It will always be there. So, dear friends, in this new energy humans who now can expand their consciousness, travel between the layers, travel at all dimensions, the divine plan can come into you now for a greater understanding of the purpose. You've been wondering, dear spirit, where is my passion? It is here now. Breathe it in. Feel it. It brings life in. It brings new understanding. Avoid the temptation of trying to analyze it. Avoid the temptation of trying to lock it up. See, it is like a bird. You want to lock it in the cage so that you can enjoy it at your will and discretion. It does not need to be locked in a cage. It's always there, always evolving, always available to you now. No longer do we have the dualistic attributes of a human plan and a divine plan being separate. We're not even having awareness. They are here now. The universe, dear friends, you, dear God, are always fulfilling and always unfolding. The universe, the omniverse, is not limited in any way that would ever create a problem for you. It is always responding to you in every moment. You and your soul are responding to yourself in every moment. There is no lack, only in the illusion that you have. There is no illness, only in your illusions. God is not withholding anything from you. But God, sometimes you pretend it's not there, so that you can experience something. Now the need for those type of experiences can be gone. You can use your consciousness and your understandings to truly create. The universe, the omniverse, is constantly unfolding and becoming, constantly fulfilling. And you can allow yourself to be at that point of separation that receives the blessings of the unfolding, of the fulfillment at all times. It is that simple. It is that simple. Different than any way you have ever behaved or thought or acted before. But that is the new energy. It is different now. Dear friends, today we have done things a little bit differently. We have done this in order to give Asaf a taste of what we do in our classroom together, a taste of you. But we, from the very start, where we brought ourselves, you and us together, to a new point of separation, there was no need for a separate child. There was no need for I, Tobias, to speak and then for the shout. It all becomes one. We sit at the point of separation where all the layers intersect or meld together. The Shoud is the channel. I am you. You are me. All the voices are one. The Shoud is the channel. No need for that separation anymore. A bit of a change. We should have warned Caldra. He gets so nervous. For the past 15 minutes, he's been saying, but Tobias, you are talking long today. Will we have time for a Shoud? We have been in Shoud, dear friends. There's one other point that you has to be brought up today. A simple point, but one that you want to underline for yourself. Dear Shambra, you take yourself far too seriously. You struggle. You forget to laugh. You forget to have fun. You still have rules about what you think you should and shouldn't do. You forget to have fun. You, Shambra, encourage yourself to be more joyful, to, in a sense, yes, care less about things. Things in your life, people in your life. You know, you can truly love someone when you stop caring for them so much. Your cares are your worries. You think you need to carry their burdens for them, worry for them. You care about the direction of the world. Dear friends, the world is just perfectly fine. It truly is. The world is unfolding in an appropriate way. Have passion and compassion for this. You care so much about yourself and about your spiritual development. If you stop caring, then it could happen. Then you could enjoy everything that you are going through, but you think it must be a certain way and have certain attributes. You think that if you laugh, if you go out and have a good time, that this will get you off your track. I, Tobias, am known for having a glass or maybe two of wine. But dear friends, sometimes I look at you and I think, if I was in your shoes, I would be drinking more of this and not feeling guilty. Each night I would celebrate my life, celebrate my Shambra friends. Yes. Why do you get headaches when you do this? Because you worry so damn much about everything that you do. Why do you gain so much weight when you eat food? Because you worry too much about it. You worry about everything. You ask yourself today to be less serious, to be more joyful. You are going through one of the most magnificent shifts ever seen in humanity. The shift from old energy to new, something that has been dreamt of and prophesied ever since the angels first came to earth. The creation of new energy. And you're missing it because you're worrying about everything. And we hear your excuses. But Tobias, I have to worry. My car doesn't work right and I might lose my job. I have to worry. So, dear friends, enjoy that. You have asked us today in our Shoud together to bring this up to you, to remind you. You have been thinking about it. You have been wondering lately how to not be so serious, but you are so serious that you forgot how to enjoy. So let us move to that point of separation. Let us move together to that point of joy. Let us shift the consciousness to the point where we can have fun in life. You will see it is so much more effortless. You will see that you do have the energies to create whatever you choose. So, dear Shambra, enjoy. Smile. Smile more often. Hug more often. Have a bit more wine at night. And don't hold it against yourself. So, With that, dear friends, it has been an honor for Hasaf to come in. It's been an honor for him to take on this new role of helping you with your multidimensional expansion while you are still fully present and breathing and feeling in the now. This is the new energy, and you are the pioneers. You are the ones who burst through the old energy walls to get here. You are the ones, dear friends, who have changed the world because you have changed your consciousness. You wonder sometimes, you say, dear spirit, I don't feel I'm doing anything. But on the part of I, Tobias, Hasaf, and all of the others, you have done an incredible amount by just being here. You don't have to physically do something to have a great impact on all that is. You have changed the world. What you see happening in the war on the other side of the world from where we sit today is a result of your changing consciousness. Yes, the war is your fault. It could have been devastating. It could have been Armageddon. It could have been all across your world, World War III, but this time played with nuclear bombs. The war, yes, is your fault because it is isolated to a small area. There are only a small number of humans who will transition during the process, who will give of themselves for the changes that can occur. The war is quick. It is not years or decades long. It does not have to play havoc on human consciousness. The war right now is televised in real time in your expanded now so that you can see the effects, so that all of humanity can tap in and go through a consciousness change, go to a new point of separation. So, yes, dear friends, it is not that we are proposing that these activities would be our first choice, but sometimes we have to stand back and honor the humans for what they choose. You, dear divine humans, have compassion and honor for what your counterparts who are still in the old energy are going through. You are never alone in your journey, and now Hasaf comes in to help you, to assist you in your interdimensional understandings. We love you dearly. And so it is.